的经文。
Let's read the verses of today.
是记载在马可福音第四章三十五到四十一节。
Book of Mark chapter 4 verses 35 to 41.
翻到的时候，让我们一起来攻读。
Language of your side, leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the wave broke over the boat, so they were nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. Disciple woke him and said to him, Teacher, don't you care if we drown? He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, Quiet, be still. Then wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciple, Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? They were terrified and asked each other, Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him.
我想最近每天最热门的话题，除了武汉肺炎，有就是新冠状病毒的疫情发展，接下来就是篮球巨星科比的陨落身亡。
Recently, the hottest topic are no other than coronavirus and the tragic death of the basketball superstar Kobe.
也许我每天都为这些事情在来讨论啊，的沸沸扬扬。
So many are fascinated by these.
有人告诉你要怎么样保护自己，然后也提醒我们的生命何等的脆弱，何等的短暂。
About frailty of life and self-preservation.
那实际也造成我们许多人生活上也都受了影响。
Also affected our daily lives.
例如我们就不去公共场所啊，避免在外面用餐啊，取消旅游计划啊等等。
Not going in public to restaurant, grocery store, market, canceling travel plan.
甚至我们在当地办了很多的大型会议都取消了，包括乡音乡情啊，我们这次的这个春晚也取消了。
Many activity has been cancelled.
但我相信这个时候对许多家庭而言，目前正是他们在遭受人生的风暴。
To the family involved, they are going through the storms in life.
也许你很庆幸自己没有在这样的患难当中。但是其实你关注一下你的周围，你也会惊讶地发现一件事情。
You may feel lucky it didn't happen to you, yet looking closely,
就是在你所认识的亲友当中，一定有人最近遭遇生病啊，罹患癌症啊，碰到车祸，丢了工作，生意失败，婚姻破裂，家庭失和，诸事不利，甚至生离死别等的人生风浪。
Among friends and relatives, there are illness, cancers, car accidents, job loss, failed business, broken marriage.
是因为这些人倒霉啊，因他们运气不好，或是犯罪受到上帝的惩罚。
Simply bad fortune or punished by God because of sins.
我不认为是都是。
I don't think so.
但是可以确定的一件事情就是，我们每一个人都会遭遇人生的风浪，只是程度不同而已。
For sure, there are storms in everyday's life, just a matter of severity.
包括基督徒也一样会遭遇人生的风暴。
Christian alike.
重点是，当我们遇到人生风浪的时候，我们应当要如何来面对呢？
How we face the storm is the key.
圣经记载的耶稣平静风浪的故事。
Bible told the story of Jesus calming the storm.
也就是我们刚刚所读的经节。
In the verses we just read.
我相信我们都非常熟悉这个故事。
So we're familiar with the story.
当年耶稣呢，要门徒乘船渡到加利利海的另外一边去。
When Jesus asked disciples to cross the Sea of Galilee.
结果途中突然遭遇很大的风浪。
Midway through it, a squall came.
整个风暴，整个风浪险象环生，当时的情况非常的危急，甚至到一个地步，这些门徒都认为说，我们完蛋了，我们要丧命了。
Wreak havoc. They may think they're perishing.
你可以想象当时这些人已经无能为力，软弱到一个地步。
Nothing they can do about it.
然而在这个时候，门徒重新得力的秘诀就是寻找耶稣，这时候神迹就发生了。
The key for them to renew strength was to seek Jesus, their miracle happened.
也就是耶稣呢，就让这些风浪一瞬间突然全部都平静下来。
Jesus calmed the storm suddenly.
这个原本险象环生的境况也完全都改变了。
So everything was fine.
那我们想，今天我们同样也处在一个险恶的环境。
We're in danger also.
啊，我们也都害怕在那里险象环生，也许。可是我们也要从这一个故事，耶稣平静风浪的故事来学习，使我们就算在人生旅途上遭遇再大的风暴，我们也能化险为夷。
We need to learn from this story to face the storms in life.
好，首先我们要了解平静风浪的阻碍是什么。
First obstacles to calm the storm.
好，我们一起来攻读35-38节。好，预备，请。
That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, let us go over to the other side, leaving the crowd behind. They took him along just as he was in the boat. There was also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the wave broke over the boat, so it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the storm, sleeping on a cushion. The disciple woke him up and said, Teacher, don't you care if we drown? They forgot the presence of Jesus.
36节那里讲到，耶稣离开众人，门徒离开众人，但耶稣仍在船上。
Leaving the crowd behind, they took him alone.
这些门徒呢，与耶稣一同同行，同一条在同一条船上。
So they were in the same boat.
虽然耶稣当时正在睡觉休息，但是耶稣没有离他们而去啊。
Even though he was resting asleep, he was in the boat.
可惜这些门徒却不以为然。
But they forgot.
倘若风浪太大而发生任何危险，你想耶稣也在当中啊。
If the storm caused any danger, it would affect Jesus.
你想耶稣会容许这个悲剧发生吗？
Would Jesus allow tragedy to happen?
当然不会啊。
Of course not.
可是这些门徒怎么不明白这个道理呢？
How come they didn't get it?
那就是因为他们漠视耶稣的同在。
They forgot the presence of Jesus.
当年但以理三个朋友因为他们惧拜偶像，被丢入烈火窑里面烧，却没有被烧伤的原因。
When Daniel and his two friends refused to worship the idol, was thrown into the burning furnace.
是他们发现里面竟然有四个人。
But they noticed there were four shadows in the furnace.
哎，不是但以理三个朋友吗？另外一个是谁呢？那就是神亲自显现与他们同在。
Was God himself?
只有神同在，就不怕遭难。
With the presence of God, there's nothing to be afraid of.
同样的，你要相信神同在所带来的保证。
You need to believe the promise of God's presence.
正如圣经的应许说，罗马书8:31，我们一起来攻读，备，请。
As Bible says, if God is with us, who can be against us? Romans chapter 8 verses 31.
好，倘若今天我们也经历神与我们同在，你就不会孤寂。
If you walk with God, you will never be lonely.
欢笑时他共喜，忧伤时他共泣。
Laugh and cry with God in joy and sorrow.
因此，当你遭遇风浪，请不要忘记神曾经的应许。
When storm came, remember God's promise, His presence.
就是神要与你同在。
He'll be with us.
因此，在你人生风暴当中，他一定会保守你，使你就算行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。
He will keep you in storms of light. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall feel no evil.
第二个是他们埋怨上帝的不顾。
Complain that God neglects.
好，38节，当耶稣在船上枕头睡觉的时候，门徒叫醒他，说什么？说夫子，我们丧命，你什么不顾吗？
Jesus was in stern, sleeping on a cushion. Disciple woke him and said to him, Teacher, don't you care if we drown?
哎，这些门徒在风浪当中，怎么没有安静祷告、认罪悔改，或是寻求神的心意？哎，却只有埋怨神的不顾啊！
They didn't pray or repent for God's will in storm. They only complained that God didn't care.
今天假如我们遇到一些的患难的时候，我们都会想到好好的祷告嘛，不是吗？
We're the same.
但是很多人不是这样子啦，很多人遇到患难、遇到人生的风暴的时候，就想到要埋怨。
Complaining God forsake us during storms of life.
哎，埋怨神好像也是我们今天的通病哎。
So we are the same.
我们也经常在遭遇人生风暴的时候，就埋怨上帝不公平、上帝的不看顾。
So we are the same. We complain.
为什么别人炒股都赚钱，我却赔钱？
Other making a killing in stock, why I lost my shirt.
为什么每天有人每天都大鱼大肉，我都没有？
Somebody eat whatever.
有人谨慎饮食，却换来三高。
I eat right, but still overweight, high blood pressure, high cholesterol.
埋怨别人为什么升官发达，家庭幸福，自己的事业却一波三折，家里也是乌烟瘴气。
Promotion really came to me and affect harmony in family.
所以，当神不照着我们的心意成就的时候呢，我们就在埋怨。
When God didn't grant what we wanted, we complained.
就像当年以色列民一样，神借着摩西带领他们出埃及，在旷野没水喝，就一再埋怨。
As Israelites in Exodus complained no water in the wilderness.
因为他们只想到眼前有水喝来满足现在的需要，却没有想到他们竟失去一个永恒的眼光。
No vision for eternity.
也就是未来要承受应许之地那更大的祝福。
About promised land and more blessings.
那就非常可惜了。
What a pity.
所以今天我们也要明白一件事情，那就是埋怨不但不能解决问题，反而会失去我们人生中许多更美更大的祝福。
Complaints never solve anything. Instead, lose out more blessing in life.
所以倘若我们正在遭遇人生的风浪，首先我们就要停止埋怨。
If you encounter storm in life, first stop complaining.
好，最后一个的这个的拦阻呢，是他们失去当有的信心。
Lose the faith that you should have.
耶稣对他们说，为什么胆怯？你们还没有信心吗？
Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?
好，我请问各位，这些跟随耶稣的门徒，请问耶稣对耶稣有没有信心？
Did the disciples have faith in Jesus?
我如果完全没有，他根本不会跟随耶稣啊。
If not, they wouldn't follow Jesus.
他们都放弃一切来跟随耶稣啦，怎么会没有信心？
Some gave up everything to follow Jesus.
那门徒有信心，但是那个信心是有限的。
Though their faith was limited.
那是因为环境改变的时候，他们信心也随着环境而改变。
Invariable according to the situations.
这些门徒在危难中的时候，他看到的只是风浪。
In crisis, he saw only storms.
竟忘记那位过去曾朝夕相处的主，在他们身上和别人身上曾经有过的这些神迹异能。
And forgot their master had performed many miracles.
还有更忘记一件事情，就是耶稣。他要上船之前曾经对他们说过一句话，在路加福音八章二十二节有说过一句话，说我们可以渡到湖那边去。
And he has said, let's go over to the other side.
在现实环境的艰困中造成他们信心变小了，甚至渐渐失去了。
Reality affected their faith, gradually losing it.
这就是为什么耶稣平静风浪之后呢，对门徒说了一句话，他说：“你们为什么胆怯？因为什么还没有信心呢
？”That's why after Jesus calmed the storm, he turned and said to them, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?"
其实同样的故事记载在马太福音八章二十六节，就讲得更清楚了。他说：“你们这些小信的人呢、啊，为什么胆怯
？”Similarly, you of little faith, why are you so afraid?
甚至呢，在路加福音同样的一个故事，耶稣正直接的质疑门徒说。你们的信心在哪里呢
？Jesus even questioned them, "Where is your faith?"
所以他们不是没有信心，他们信心呢，是因为环境变就变小的，然后小到呢，快要让人家找不到、看不见了哈。所以在哪里呢？于是耶稣就责备他们失去当有的信心。
Circumstances diminished their faith to the point that Jesus couldn't see and blamed them.
那今天我们的光景也是如此。当神问你有没有信心？
You were no better, Jesus asked you.
当然，我相信我们都有信心啊。
Where is your faith?
可是我们信心就变小了。
We have little faith.
小到让人家看不见了。
Invisible.
很多时候，我们面对风暴的时候，也许耶稣也在问你，你的信心在哪里呢
？So Jesus may be asking you, where is your faith?
当你失去工作的时候
，When you lose your job,
你在那里找不到。你的信心在哪里
？So where couldn't find a job? Where's your faith?
当你家庭遭遇变故的时候，遇到患难的时候，你的信心在哪里
？There's family issues. Where's your faith?
你需要这个信心才能够平息你人生的风浪。
You need faith to calm the storm.
当你失去信心，你也同时失去平息风浪的能力。
Without faith, you have no way to calm the storm.
因为圣经在希伯来书十一章第六节已经告诉我们。
Hebrew chapter 11 verses 6.
我们一起来读，预备，请。
Without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists, and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him.
好，我们首先了解平静风浪的这些拦阻。再来，我们要怎么样平静风浪呢？它有三个秘诀。
Secrets to calm the storm.
让我们一起来读38到39节。
Jesus was in stern, sleeping on a cushion. Disciple woke him and said to him, Teacher, don't you care if we drown? He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, Quiet, be still. Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm.
好，第一个秘诀是要信靠神的应许。
Hold on to God's promise.
因为第三十九节那里就对他们讲说，你要我们要渡到那边去。
Jesus said, Let's go over to the other side.
很明显的，信心是这些门徒所缺乏的。
Obviously, disciples lack faith.
啊，就如同刚才已经讲过了，门徒因为环境而失去当有的信心。
Because of the circumstances.
不过，倘若这些门徒不看环境，相信神的应许必定成就，我告诉你，就算没有叫醒耶稣，他们也一定能够平静风浪的。
If they disregarded the circumstances and had faith in God's promise without waking Jesus up, the storm would have come down.
你同不同意？
Do you agree?
不同意哈。那你说你同意，那你为什么呢？有已经有原因的，为什么？
Why?
因为之前耶稣已经讲得很清楚了，他说我们可以渡到湖那边去啊。
And I have told you since Jesus has said, let us go over to the other side.
可惜门徒没有紧紧抓住这个应许。
Alas, they did not hold on to this promise.
所以他们不明白为什么耶稣在这个时候还在睡觉。
Didn't understand why Jesus was still sleeping.
为何我在苦难中，我在患难当中，不管我的死活。
Not care if they drown.
不但对神的信心失去了，而且对神的埋怨却来了。
They have no faith instead of complained.
也许你说环境的确容易造成我们失去信心，这也许是事实。
As a matter of fact, it is very easy to lose faith because of circumstances.
不过你要克服这一切。
You need to overcome.
你要怎么克服呢？那就是你要先调整里面的环境。
You need to change from within.
然后才能够改变外面的环境。
Before changing the external situation.
请问当时风浪当中，耶稣为什么要睡觉呢？
Why did Jesus sleep in the storm?
哦，你说耶稣白天侍奉太累了啊，晚上就睡觉，真的吗？
He tired from ministry during the day.
那就算要睡觉，这么大的风浪，你去睡看看，你睡得着吗？
How could he sleep soundly in such a storm?
所以为什么可以睡得这样安稳？不可能的。
It's impossible.
那为什么？请问为什么耶稣在这时候要睡觉？
Why?
我相信有一个重要的目的。
I do believe.
就是他借这个机会要让门徒来表达什么才是平静安稳的信心。
Jesus used sleep to demonstrate faith and peace.
因为当你信靠神的应许，就会表现在让你里面的环境能够平静安稳。
When you rely on God's promise, you remain calm inside.
才能够使外面的环境也同样能够平静安稳。
To face the storm in life.
那这重点就在于你是否真心的信靠神的应许。
The key is to rely on God's promise.
第二个秘诀是要呼求主的拯救。
Cry out to God for help.
好，第三十八节就讲了。
Verse
38. 耶稣在船上枕头睡觉，门徒叫醒他说：“夫子，我们丧命，你不顾吗？”
So let's do it again. Jesus was in the storm, sleeping on the cushion. Disciple woke him up and said to him, Teacher, don't you care if we drown?
好，尽管门徒埋怨归埋怨，最后他还是寻求了耶稣，叫醒了耶稣，求耶稣来拯救他们。
Despite complaining again and again, disciple cried out to Jesus, woke him up.
这在另外一处记载的更清楚，是在马太福音，记载的更清楚。
There are similar verses in Matthew chapter 8, verses 25.
好，我们一起来读，好不好？预备，请。
Lord, save us, we're going to drown.
主啊，救我们，我们丧命了。好，我们常说人的尽头是什么？
We often said the end of the road for man is the beginning of God.
很多人实在是走投无路了，只好来到神的面前，哦，尽头了，没有路可走了，啊，这时候才神才开始做工。
So end of the road is the beginning of the God。
也许这句话是对的啦，但是这个逻辑是不对的。
It's not logical。
我相信我们很多人都有这方面的经历，因为我们都要照自己来，实在不行了啊，只好来到神的面前。但神也知道我们这样子的毛病，所以他就在等待我们来呼求他。
I do believe many of us has experienced. If you come and cry out to God, He will give us a way out.
只要我们愿意来到神的面前求告他，神一定为我们开路的，因为他应许我们。马太福音第七章第七节。
So he promised in Matthew chapter 7, verses 7.
好，我们一起来读，好不好？预备，请。
Ask and you shall see, see and you shall find. Knock and the door will be opened unto you.
你还记得有一次彼得在水面上行走，那同样因为信心小，把焦点转移在自己，结果发生什么事情？掉在水中了。
As Peter walked on water, once he focused on himself, then he started to drown.
可是这时候呢，我们知道他及时的呼求主，最短的一个祷告啊，四个字，他说什么？主啊，救我！于是耶稣就拯救他。
But Peter cried out, "Lord, save me!" And Jesus saved him right away.
同样，今天我们只要愿意到神的面前，真诚的向他呼求。不管你灵命光景如何软弱，你也将会经历神的拯救。
If you come to God earnestly seeking Him, it doesn't matter the condition of your spirituality, you will receive the faithfulness and salvation of God.
正如圣经所说的，他说：“一当一无挂虑，凡事怎么样？借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。”神所赐人出人意外的平安必在耶稣保守你们的心怀意念。
Don't be anxious about anything, by prayer and petitions with thanksgiving present your request to God, and the peace of God which transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
好，最后一个秘诀就是要交出人的主权。
Let go, let God.
好，第三十八节，好，同样的。
So let's read verses 38 again.
当众人在休息的时候，你看，忽然海上出现了大风浪，甚至船都要被淹盖了。
A sudden squall came, overwhelmed many boats.
那这些人说啊，我们丧命了，以为他们就到这里了，今天就活到这里了，我们要死了。
So they said we're perishing.
可是。你想想，这些门徒都是撑船的高手啊，因为他们过去都是经验丰富的渔夫。
Many disciples were old hands in sailing and fishing.
而且他们对加利利湖的状况也很熟悉，所以对于风浪他们也习以为常。
Familiar with Sea of Galilee, they were used to common storms.
只是像这一次这么大的风浪是他们从来没有经历过的。
This squall was something else.
所以，于是他们叫醒耶稣，求耶稣来帮助、来拯救他们的时候
，So they woke up Jesus for help.
你看，他们没有在那忙忙碌碌啊，有的人赶快划桨啊，有人赶快收帆啊，有些人丢下重物啊，等等，没有做这些。
They were not busy rowing, taking down sails, dropping weights.
或是他们就排一排在那等耶稣你来当总指挥，告诉我们怎么做，告诉我们怎么做，好像他们也没有这样子。
Or line up waiting for directions from Jesus. They didn't do that.
他们乃是完全的放手。
Instead, they completely let go.
他们就放下他们过去丰富的经验，他们的这种应变能力，他们的知识，交出主权来，让耶稣主导一切。
They let go their experience, ability, knowledge, let God take charge.
而不是替耶稣决定说他应该怎么做，他应该怎么做。
Let Jesus take charge.
很多时候我们虽然寻求主，但是我们仍然按照我们自己过去的老方法在做事。
Many times we were seeking God, we still cling to our own method.
我们也是祷告求主啊，但是我们的祷告是什么？求主按着我们的方法来成就。
And ask God to do things our ways.
那这样不是交出真正的主权呢？
This is not really let go.
许多时候是，其实神他要用超出我们所求所想的方式来成就事情。
God's peace transcends all our understanding.
并且让我们去体验神要做亲事。
So that we can experience God's doing.
所以千万不要因为我们的渺小与有限来限制了上帝的大能无限的作为。
Don't limit infinite God with our finite knowledge.
最后乃是平静风浪之后的结果。
Results of calming the storm.
好，39到41节，我们一起来读，预备，请。
He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciple, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this?" Even the wind and the waves obey him. Experience victory in warfare.
请注意哈，这里讲到这三十九节讲到说，耶稣醒了，斥责风，然后为什么要斥责风呢
？How did Jesus calm the storm？
在路加福音八章二十四节，也同样的，也同一个故事，也是这样记载。
Same thing. He got up and rebuked the wind.
八章二十四节，耶稣醒了，斥责那狂风大浪。
He rebuked the wind.
哎，奇怪了，为什么耶稣要用斥责风浪而不用吩咐啊？我命令你或要求风浪停止呢
？Why rebuked, not ordered, demanded, asked？
你杀鸡要不要用一个牛刀啊
？So I think it's overkill。
就是这为什么要斥责呢？这就奇怪了哈。
Why rebuke？
为什么会这样
？Why？
啊，你不要以为这是小题大做、啊，我认为这是神特意要来提醒我们。
I am not making nothing out of something or making something out of nothing.
因为这场风暴乃是象征一场属灵的征战。
It's about spiritual warfare.
这意味着加利利的海忽然起的风浪，就是由于掌管黑暗国度的邪灵所引发的，目的就是要来阻碍神的工作。
I think it was reminded us that storm symbolized spiritual warfare, implied the squall on Sea of Galilee was incited.By evil spirit or kingdom of darkness.
所以今天我们所经历的人生风浪，也有可能是从邪灵、从恶者来的，目的就是要破坏神的工作。
What we experience storm in life can be from evil spirit to destroy God's ministry.
然后使我们失败。
So we fail.
但是我们仍旧可以得胜，是因为耶稣基督的全能。
We shall overcome because of power of Jesus Christ.
他曾已经应许我们要率领我们在基督里夸胜，这乃是神的心意。
So we will boast in Jesus, since this is God's will.
所以今天我们所面对的属灵征战，其实你不用真实的这个上战场面对真实的敌人，你也一样可以经历征战得胜的。
In spiritual warfare, you shall overcome, even not facing enemy in flesh.
但要如何得胜呢
？How?
不是跟你的旁边那个人吵架啊，吵赢了就叫得胜，不是啊
？So not by winning the argument. 啊，
真正的得胜所象征的意义就是，当你能够经历你生命中的风浪被止息了，而且能够继续完成神的托付，这就是经历属灵征战的得胜。
So when you focus on Jesus, you can calm the storm in life.
因为你能够战胜仇敌一切的计谋拦阻了。
So to experience spiritual victory against all schemes from enemies.
所以这是第一个是平静风浪的一个结果。第二个结果是我们的信心得以提升。
Strengthen your faith. 啊，
第四十节那里讲到，虽然耶稣啊责备他们没有为什么胆怯还没有信心。
Why are you so afraid? Are you still don't have faith?
但是请问耶稣为什么要与门徒一同渡海呢？
Why Jesus crossed the lake with disciples?
他是无所不能、无所不在的人，需要门徒顺便载他一程吗
？He's omnipotent, no need to hitchhike with disciples.
我相信其中一个目的就是耶稣要借此来坚固他们的信心，使他们的信心能够提升起来。
I believe one of the purposes was to strengthen their faith.
当耶稣质问门徒的时候，你们还没有信心吗？然后。刚刚我们所读的那里也提到说，你们信心在哪里呢
？When Jesus questioned the disciples, "You have little faith. Where is your faith?"
很明显的，耶稣是无所不知的。他们对他们的这个小小的信心，耶稣根本不满意的。
Obviously, Jesus omniscient, he was not satisfied with their little faith.
所以，希望他们的信心能够继续的增长，能够有所进步，有所提升。
He hoped to grow their faith and improve upon.
果然，当耶稣平静风浪之后，他们又惧怕，又稀奇，说这到底是谁？连这个他吩咐风和海，连风和水都听他的了。
After the storm was calm, they were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this?" Even the wind and the waves obey him.
我相信当门徒说出这样的话，他们信心是一定有所提升的。
I believe when they utter such words, their faith was strengthened.
因此我相信虽然外在的风浪发生可能会影响会动摇我们的信心，但另外一方面平息风浪却可以让我们更深的认识神，经历神，使我们的信心能够大大的有长进。
I believe storm can affect and shake our faith, but if that storm is calm, we will know and experience God more and grow our faith.
最后一个结果就是灵命可以跨越成长。
Grow the spirituality.
40节到41节那里我们可以看见为什么胆怯呢？你们没有信心呢？妈，他们就大大的惧怕，然后彼此说：“这到底是谁？”连和风和海也都听他的。
Then again, verses 40 and 41 again. He said to his disciple, "Why are you so afraid? We still have no faith." They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him."
请注意里面有两个词哦，一个是胆怯，一个是大大的惧怕。请问哪一个严重一点？大大惧怕哈，那从胆怯到大大的惧怕，这是一种属灵生命的跨越与成长。
From so afraid to terrified, this is the growth of spirituality.
胆怯是对环境，但是大大惧怕是对谁？是对神呐、啊。也就是说，看见耶稣大能所带来的心理恐惧，那种对神神圣威严轻慢不得的那种内心的敬畏。
Because afraid is about situation, terrified is to God and the power of Jesus, the holy reference.
这也是他们对认识他们的主耶稣有新的认识与体验。
No mocking, they have new experience and understanding.
没想到每天所跟随的耶稣竟然显出可以行使这么大的能力，是超乎他们所想象的。
Of the master they have known, they follow him daily, saw healing, driving out demons.
在过去不但他能够行神迹医病赶鬼，能够改变人的生命，他现在还能够平静风浪，掌管整个自然界的规律。
Not only healing, changing life, but coming storm controlled law of nature.
于是他们带出一个惊讶的结论，说彼此说：“这到底是谁啊？”连风和海也都听他的。
Way beyond their imagination, that's why they came to the surprising conclusion.Ask each other, who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him.
同样的，不管你今天信主多久了，你对神认识是否也有类似这样的跨越成长的体验呢？
In the same way, no matter how long you have accepted Jesus, have you experienced such transcending growth?
我告诉你，耶稣绝对比你能想象的还要伟大。
Jesus is greater than you ever experienced.
他不但掌管宇宙万有。他更体恤你内心的软弱。
He rules over the universe. He understands your inner weakness.
只要你愿意追求认识那位又真又活的神，你将会发现，在神绝对没有难成的事。
As long as you're pursuing this true and living God, you will know nothing is too difficult for God.
因为没有一个忧患他不能担当，没有一个痛苦他不能背负，没有一个难处他不能解决。也没有一条灵魂他不能拯救。
He bears all sorrows and worry. He has solution for all things. He can save every willing soul.
因此，你愿意来经历他，来跟随他，来侍奉他一生一世呢？
Are you willing to experience, follow, and serve him for the rest of your life?
最后，我们相信我们今天都活在一个动荡不安的时代。
I believe we live in a turbulent generation.
而且我们相信，在世上也没有一个地方能保证是绝对安全之处。
I believe there's no absolute safe place.
就算在美国，全美国地价最贵的加州，你已经住在这里了，但是你仍然始终逃不了火山及地震的威胁。
You live in the most expensive state in America, California, but there are fires and earthquake you cannot escape.
就算你有能力住进再贵的豪宅里面，你一样不能幸免。
Can devour mansions.
就算你能够花最贵的钱，能够坐在最名贵的跑车或是飞机上面，但也不能保证你绝对不会出事。
Accidents happen to Lamborghini, Ferrari, or private jet.
就算你赚再多的钱，拥有再多的头衔，也不能保证你一生都无灾无病。
Fortunes and title are no guarantee for health and safety.
就像我讲的，每一个人都会有人生的风浪，包括我自己。
As I said, I have experienced many storms in life.
你也曾经听过我的见证，不管是父亲生意失败的打击，或是遭遇至亲家人的生离死别，还是生活中大大小小的各种挫折，我都靠主挺过来了。
You have heard my testimony, family business failure, deaths, or myriads of setbacks in life. I rely on God's presence to endure.
那事实上，我不只是我，我也相信我们在座的每一位朋友，每一位弟兄姐妹，也一样会遭遇人生的风浪。
Not just me, everyone face storms in life.
那假如说我没有，我没有，我都很好。我告诉你，不需要特意去寻找他，时间一到，他自然会找上你。
You don't need to find them, they will find you in time.
那至于有多大的风浪呢？何时会发生呢？这不是你决定的，因为全都在于主神的主权跟怜悯。
It's up to God's sovereignty and mercy.
要知道，你虽然无法避免遭遇风浪，但是你却可以在遭遇你人生风暴的时候，你不会停留在风暴当中埋怨痛苦或自暴自弃。
Storm will come. It's up to you how to handle them.
因为你已经明白风暴来临时的当务之急，那就是要靠主来平息风浪。
Instead of complaining and give up, you need to rely on Jesus.
否则这场风暴会加剧而延伸无辜，不但摧毁自己，也能够摧毁他人。
You should calm the storm to limit the collateral damages.
所以这时候唯有谦卑来到寻求主，靠自己硬撑是无法解决问题的。
Only cry out to Christ. You can't calm the storm by yourself.
所以首先你要先找出平静风浪的阻碍，你才能够对症下药。
First, find the obstacle to calm the storm.
然后你要善用平静风浪的秘诀，这样才能够事半功倍。
Then make good use of the secret to calm the storm.
并且你要期待有平静风浪的结果，你这样才有前进的动力。
To expect results coming the storm to move forward.
这样不但可以让你的人生风浪被止息住，也能够使你的灵命可以有大大的提升。
This way, not only can you calm storm of life, also can your spirituality improve and grow.
因此，人生的风暴并不可怕，可怕的是我们已经失去面对风暴的能力。
So storm is it is nothing, but the ability to face it is.The key.
因此，让我们一起来勇敢面对人生风暴，并且靠着耶稣的大能，一起经历重新得力、平静风浪。你们说好不好
？Let's brave the storm in life, relying on great power of Jesus Christ to experience renewed strength and calm the storm.
这时候，我们一起来唱这首回应的诗歌《暴风雨中之避难所》。
Let's respond with a hymn, "A Shelter in the Time of Storm."